Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. For this June 15th, 2023, 9:05 on the clock, got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning, good morning.
And our head of production, Mr. Seth Habager.
Good morning.
Joining us right now to kick things off in this 9 o'clock hour, our great friend Madison Rafter from the Southwood County Humane Society. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good.
Good, good, good to see you. It's been so long. Poor Madison is having to do double duty this week with us. We appreciate that you putting up with Seth and I. You, the best part of us is not even here. Melissa's not here. So, but we do appreciate you being here, Madison, and of course, being able to talk about our pet of the week.
Yeah, so today we have Jesse. Jesse came to us actually last year due to a really not fantastic situation. She was in a house with some other animals and just in poor condition, sadly. She had some skin issues going on, pretty much no hair on her at one point due to flea allergy issues. She was with us for a little bit and was adopted. She was just recently returned to us due to no fault of her own. Owners were moving out of state and sadly just could not take her along with. Jesse is a six-year-old Lab Doberman mix, is my best guess for you. She still has some of that skin allergy stuff going on, so potentially a better diet will help her continue to help that hair grow back or otherwise cytopoint injections for the allergies. She is just a phenomenal girl. She loves other dogs. She was in a home with cats previously. She does fine with kids. No issues with anything along those lines. The only thing that I would say you could put as a flaw is she does not like her nails trimmed and does not like going to the vet. That's pretty much the only flaw that we
I can relate to that. I hate cutting my nails.
But she's a phenomenal, very sweet girl. She can be very vocal. She really just wants to be by you at all times. She really could be just a fantastic companion for any family.
I noticed when I was sheltering dogs, we had a number of dogs that had either a health issue or something, you know, along those lines. And it's just seemed like to me, we're talking about an animal that is the most loyal thing on the planet, that is one of the sweetest things on the planet. Mm-hmm. But these dogs that have these health conditions always seem to give more. Mm-hmm. They seem to just have more to give and more to love and everything. And when you find the perfect family for them that can have this, I've noticed that from the families that have adopted them, because I like to keep up on some of the fostering that I did, and at least two of the little guys that we were, that family that took them in, one of them was a retired couple that had time on their hands, but also wanted the routine. They enjoyed that part of taking care of their dog. And this other young couple, it was actually helping them get ready to have their first child. And it was a real prep for that and everything. So there is a perfect family out there for this dog. And we're just looking for you to reach out to Madison and the gang at the Humane Society. How would they do that, Madison?
Yeah, they can contact us by filling out an application online. Once we process that application, we give you a call to schedule an appointment. Otherwise, you can call the shelter for more information at 715-423-0505.
Want to thank you for hosting us and this community at the first annual Pet Palooza this past weekend. It was a fun event, fantastic time. Right out the gate, I want to thank this community. I want to thank all of you that showed up. It was so great to see such a big turnout and everything throughout the day, a night's consistent stream, and certainly the work that it was for you and your staff. You guys got a lot on your plate to begin with. And then we throw a palooza at you, and you knock it out the park. You did a great job. It was fantastic. You ran that thing smoothly. I saw you running around like crazy, but I know that was necessary. And it was really, really good. But what about the numbers? How did the stats turn out for this one,
Mom? Yeah, so we raised a little over 2,000. The full number is $2,282.17. It was phenomenal. That's included for raffles, vendors, cash donations that came in through the doors. We also received a lot of supplies, a lot of shoes, a lot of cans, and then we also had 8 animals scheduled for adoption. Two of them went home on Sunday, and the rest of them are scheduled for the rest of the week to go home, which is just phenomenal.
We normally wait to the end of the hour to do our good story of the day. That's our good story of the day. that is it. Thank you to everybody for this. That goes so far in the work that you guys are trying to do over there.
Yeah. No, we're very excited. That is the biggest part of this Pet Palooza, was that money was going towards our medical fund for our animals to continue to keep supporting us, as medical costs have just gone skyrocketing the last year and a half. And for us as a Humane Society, our mission statement, we are about reducing the overpet population, and that is in doing spay and neuter. And so when we have to go through and spay and neuter all of our animals, get them up to date on vaccines, microchip, deworm, flea and tick preventative, and that's just the bare minimum. Sure. Sometimes we have to go above and beyond for extra medical care. Our medical expenses continue to keep skyrocketing. And this will just go so far to help a lot of the the animals that we have, and we're so thankful, so grateful for that opportunity to have this event go on, and we love it, and we're happy, and it'll help the animals. So.
Yeah. It's very similar to when I talk about the Family Center and how much we appreciate every little thing you guys do out there. We have people drop off non-perishable food items or little things, and you don't think it's that big of a deal, but it's one less thing for the gang over there to have to worry about, and it's very similar for you guys.
Yep.
And it's vital work that you're doing, and we greatly appreciate it. We're very lucky to have you here in town. We're lucky to have your staff and the people that care about it. Big shout out to you, to Ashley, and the great work that she did on this. Nice work. We're mm-hmm. already looking forward to the second annual. Is it this weekend? Is the second one this weekend?
No, I can't wait.
I can't wait.
Poor Madison. I think she's exhausted already. Jeez, what are you doing to her, man?
That was me. That was uncalled for. That was uncalled for. She's nice enough to come over here and everything. Yeah. That was just uncalled for. But again, a big thank you to everybody for showing up for this event, and we're looking forward to it. And you guys got other things coming up this summer. You're very busy this summer, so I can't throw a second palooza at you
yet. No, we are very busy this summer. We're very excited. We've got a lot of events. We've got our Barking with Birdies coming up recently, and we just got we have a supply drive coming up pretty soon at Pick and Save on the 24th, and then our 5K and walk is coming up. So I know a lot of people have had questions on, when is the walk happening? Did mm-hmm. you cancel the walk this year? Mm-hmm. And no, the walk is scheduled for September this year. We decided to move it with May happening and all the crazy events going on. We decided to move it to fall to see mm-hmm. if, hey, is this going to be a bigger event being in the fall? It's not as hot out. We're trying to do a lot more with the event, and we're really, really excited for it. So
it's smart, and thanks for mentioning that. You can find all their events at their website, swchs.com, swchs.com. It's also where you can see our furry friends, see the pet of the week, find out much more information about the Southwood County Humane Society. And as we're talking about items that people can donate and drop off, or walking dogs, or any of these things that we love about over there, what's the best case to if I have something, or if I'm interested in that, what should I be my first step, Madison?
Yeah, you're more than welcome. If you have questions on what you can donate, you can shoot us an email over. Otherwise, you can call us at the main shelter. You can even stop by. We take pretty much everything. I think the only thing we really don't take is pillows or furniture. But other than that, we do take all donations of pet supplies, gently used, beds, you name it. But if there are any questions, you're more than welcome to give us an email or give us a call.
Really appreciate you, Madison. Thanks so much for the shirt, for stopping by, and certainly again for hosting us this past Sunday. Really great event. Nice work by you and the team.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Be sure to follow the Humane Society as well on social media. It's a great follow. You can do that. Just type it into your search bar on Instagram, Facebook, all of the above. And again, their website, swchs.com, swchs.com. We're going to take a break. Come back with much more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good one out there. Big thank you to Madison Rafter for joining us in our Pet of the Week. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
We're going to get into a camping topic in just a moment here, but I got to pull an audible real quick because I forgot to bring this up with Madison. Madison is very talented and has done a lot of great work in this community in a short amount of time that she's been here. A
couple of years, yeah.
And certainly the work that she's doing at the Humane Society is amazing. She is also like a very, very magical. She could just pop up out of nowhere. Seth and I were getting ready to go on the air and do the remote. And I'm very locked in and paying attention to my surroundings, especially when you're doing live remotes. I have a tendency to be looking over my shoulder a lot because I've had a lot of days in my classic rock days where people just jump out of nowhere and want to get on the air or that kind of thing. And you know, you're watching your back and stuff. And I'm a very observant person. I'm talking to Seth, I'm locked in, and all of a sudden, I turn to look to the other side, and boom, there's Madison. Like, out of nowhere. She just magically appeared. I'm pretty sure there was even a puff of smoke. And there she is with Pom Pom, the bunny that I have wanted so badly. And she puts him in my hand, and like I don't even know, I didn't even see her put him in my hands. He just appeared in my hands.
She is a magician, maybe. The whole rabbit thing, maybe. I don't know.
She's either a part-time magician or literally magical. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. But next time she joins us, I might have to press her on this one. I got to figure that
witchcraft.
Out.
Witchcraft.
Lucky to have her.
Yes, very, very. Appreciate her.
Yes.
Again, SWCHS.com is the website. Find out more about your Southwell County Humane Society and how you can be a part of things over there. Melissa's going camping this weekend, and I thought this was a really nice one to tie into that and stuff. Nice. Melissa, I hope you have a great time camping this weekend. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you. So, I plan to.
You've earned it.
Yeah.
Summer is the most popular time of year to go camping. It's much better than in the winter.
Some people like winter camping.
Yeah. Shows what I know about camping, making right. that joke. So make sure you're not the person all the other campers hate. Here are a few camping no-nos that are considered rude. Mm. I don't get to do this very often where it's a list like this, and I have no idea, like, any of this stuff.
All right.
So I'm going to do a little learning, and hopefully when I do finally go camping 20 years from now, I will... No, I'm going to go camping sooner than that. I've got to camp.
I would hope so.
Do you think that everybody should at least camp once in their life?
I do. I think so.
Melissa?
If they want to.
No, they should be forced to.
I know some people who... I know some people who would be absolutely miserable camping. Mm. It would be like the antithesis of what they would want to do for a weekend.
Sure. Yeah.
But let me present this to you, Melissa. Even if they were miserable, now they have a great story.
No?
To tell about how miserable they were, okay? Stories don't all have to be good. You know, you get a lot of conversation out of bad stories too, right?
They would have made everybody that was also with them miserable, and I don't know if that's fair.
Oh, I see what you mean. But then you'll have a story too, so no.
It's all about the stories with you, isn't it? I got a story for you, Seth. Starts with the left hand.
Oh, I know how this one ends.
Your story right here.
I got your story right here. So here we go with these camping no-nos. Don't arrive early. Guests from the night before might still be there, and they'll feel rushed to leave. If you want to show up early, call the campsite first and see if there's an open spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or wait in the parking lot until they clear out.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing worse than trying to get your gear together when someone's standing over you and watching you. It's very weird.
That's weird. I thought this only happened at hotels and stuff. Like, oh, that seems rough.
No.
It doesn't happen a lot, but occasionally, yeah.
Don't let your dogs run wild.
Oh, yes.
No. Yeah, absolutely not.
I would also throw children into that mix. and I don't know. Make sure you know the campsite's rules for dogs and keep them on a leash if you need to. Even if leashes aren't required, make sure they're not bothering other campers.
Mm-hmm. That's a big one, yep.
Yeah.
Got a lot of, people out there that are, I would say a lot of overwhelmingly people out there loving dogs, and we tend to assume that everybody does.
And yeah, it's only like 60%.
Yeah, it's not as high as we think it is.
Yeah, right.
You know, amongst us real dog lovers and stuff, we kind of are in a bubble on that one. And it just speaks to how easily it is to get into those bubbles.
Yeah.
But there are people who are allergic, there are people who are afraid. Keep that in mind with your furry friend. It is not on the dog to know these things. It is on you as the owner. Don't bring your own firewood. Okay, this would have been a mistake by me. I would have just assumed that you bring your own firewood.
Well, within your own county, it's okay.
I think that's the rule, yeah.
Yep. Mm.
Yeah, they say here, this one depends on the campsite. But it's sometimes considered bad form to bring your own wood. It can transfer insects and fungi.
Yeah.
Yep.
So in general, you're not supposed to bring firewood from more than 10 miles away. If the campsite sells wood, that's usually the best option.
Yeah, I think that's the best. Yeah,
and you can check the DNR website. They have a map of where it's okay to transport wood to and from.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I'm going to get made fun of for this, but that is mind-blowing to me. I would have never thought of that. I would have thought that if you didn't bring your own firewood, that you literally chop some down. You're in the woods.
No, don't cut down trees in the campground.
That's why I thought you brought your own, because nobody wants to go cutting down trees. I don't want to cut. I love trees. I don't want to cut.
That's
a
good one. That's a good one.
I'm so sorry. I know I'm an idiot, but I'm owning it at least.
I can't think of one campground that does not have wood for sale.
Mm. Right.
Just get it there. Just get it with from them.
Well, and I think that in the defense of people who bring their own, they don't want to spend the money on that because. They charge some campgrounds charge a little bit more than they need to.
It's true,
maybe.
But come on,
it depends.
Come on,
don't leave your campfire burning overnight. Now, even I know this one.
Yeah, fire safety.
People underestimate how much water it takes to fully put out a fire. Usually, several gallons.
Dead out.
Or you just sit at your campfire until it goes out.
Don't drink the whole time, though.
Is there a go-to method to get rid of to put a fire out?
James says it takes a couple gallons to put it out. Why wouldn't I sit there and drink the whole time?
That was good. That was good. No, to answer your question, James, it's water. I mean, if you want to make sure it is completely out, you just got to douse it.
In the article, it says here, usually several gallons. That I would not have expected. Mm-hmm. That does seem but it makes sense, I suppose.
It depends on the size, too. I mean, it's but the point is that if you still got some smoke, there's still something burning. So that's kind of the thing.
It's still hot.
Yeah, it's still hot. So you got to make sure you get all that's gone before it's completely out.
On this list, the final one, don't play music really loud. That includes playing it over a speaker or singing around a campfire. It's polite to ask other campers around you first, and keep in mind, they might be going to bed earlier than you are.
Yeah, there's a lot of etiquette involved in that. So, although, usually if you're singing around the campfire, Melissa, I don't know what your experience, but a lot of times it's got kids, involved in that sort of thing. And you tend to do it a little bit earlier, unless like we were just kind of discussing, if you, imbibe quite a bit, then you might be some late night serenading going on, and you should probably avoid that. Don't want to annoy everybody.
So, don't come camping around the time that my family gets together, because we break almost all of these rules on a regular basis. It's not really a Lindbergh family camp out if the cops don't get called at least once.
Oh, no. Wow.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We're not that bad. And we've gotten better over the years, but man, there were some years.
Some dirty looks from your neighbors there,
Well, the thing is we have finally found a campsite, and we book it every year, but it's got a huge site in the middle of it, and we book the whole thing. So it's basically us, and then we book all the sites around it. So we kind of have our own little...
Isolate yourselves,
but, if some unfortunate person randomly got one of those sites ahead of us, they're kind of going to regret it.
They're really stuck in all that.
Or what have I gotten myself into?
Or they might love it. They might.
They'll join in.
We welcome everyone.
Sounds like a good
come
time
sing with us. Yeah. On top of Old Smokey.
I gotta tell you right away, I'm so thankful for this list and for you guys, because if I ever were to go camping, I need chaperones, because I feel like I would have messed up every one of these, and you're going into the wild. Like, that's part of camping, right? So you're going to act a little wild. You're going to be a little more wild. You're going to be a little more loose, a little more free and everything. But I all this makes sense. I just misunderstood a little bit of the camping 101, I think.
We'll be your advisors. Yep. Seth can tell you how to do things properly, and I can tell you how to have fun.
Hey, I can say right now, I know one camping thing that James would excel at. The storytelling around the campfire. By the way, is an art in and of itself. Being able to tell a good story, especially if it's a nice long one where you twists and turns. If you have a really long joke that you can embellish, has a really lame punchline, but you can set it up, for like half an hour.
Yeah.
Then you're golden. Then you are golden, man.
Yep. I can tell you exactly how my first campfire story will end, too. And they call themselves the Aristocrats.
No.
I'm joking. I find that really hilarious, Seth, because I have a recurring dream that I haven't had in probably a year. But I've had a recurring dream, and it is that I'm camping, but the only part of it I have is I'm telling a story And as I'm telling the story, some weird looking thing pops up behind me. And the people in front of me who I can't see all see this thing and start laughing. They're not scared. They're laughing at this thing behind me. That's all I remember. That's all I got.
Wow.
That's it. That's my camping experience in my dreams.
That is an interesting thing. Real quick, before we go to break, I got to say, my dad, a master at telling stories. One day, one year at scout camp, he told this story. So my dad was in the Navy, and he was in a submarine. So he was telling us a submarine story. And it was very dramatic. He was talking about, you know, oh, we were on a training patrol, and all of a sudden we had this, you know, some issues with the sub, and he kept going and going about getting more and more and more dangerous. And so at one point he pauses and kind of, you know, takes a deep breath.
Yeah.
And one of the Boy Scouts, timing was perfect. He's like, "What happened?" And my dad says, "Well, the hull crushed, we sank, and we all died." Perfect. It was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life.
Is he a ghost? Is he? Oh, that's great. Oh, that's good. I do want to send did you guys have any honorable mentions? Anything that you think that they didn't cover that should be mentioned as far as what can make you a rude camper, thing to avoid?
Melissa, don't build your fire too big.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Don't. Good. Yeah. That's take good. Take thing. I was going to say, Melissa will disagree very heartily on this one. Limit the amount of alcohol you drink.
Depends on the company.
Yeah, I guess it does. But if you're like in a crowded one with lots of different people, I would say, yeah, don't go overboard. Yeah, you know, just take it easy. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People do dumb things when they're drunk.
Yeah, they do.
We got another half an hour of show. We'll keep the phone lines open. If you have any other camping tips or anything you'd like to add to the conversation, 424-2600, feel free to do so. We're also looking for your favorite dairy products as we celebrate June Dairy Month. Call up and let us know your favorite items for that. We got two votes for ice cream, one for chocolate milk, one for butter, one for cheese, one for aged white cheddar, one for frozen custard.
Aged white cheddar. That was Melissa's, wasn't it?
Yeah. Bet it was.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's cheese. It's still cheese.
It's different.
Oh,
it matters.
No, whatever.
It does.
Special shout out to Reader's Digest who gave us this article. First off, awesome that Reader's Digest is still out there.
It's still there.
And they were the first people to publish me. So I will always have a little love for Reader's Digest. I will always have a lot of love for them. And I love that they're still around and still doing stuff and everything. Go to readersdigest.com to find out the rest of this article. We'll take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news and come back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here, building a mystery.
That's when the energy comes and the dark side's light and the vampires roll.
I gotta get that roll. God, I love the way she manipulates her voice. Mm-hmm. So good.
Impressive.
Wonderful. Sarah McLachlan right there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Got a good one right here as we get ready for the weekend and, of course, Father's Day weekend. If we are surprising you with that information and you have to get Dad a gift, it's the last second that we're here to remind you.
Yeah, that's right.
Appreciate your dads
out
there.
We do have a use, yeah.
We do. We do have a use, yes, yes. Fathers are useful for things.
You had one job. No, I'm kidding.
94% of dads with kids under 18 are employed, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So it's really important to find a way to achieve some kind of work-life balance for dads out there. And it can be difficult. It can be difficult for human beings in general, obviously, for men and women. And there are difficulties for some more than others and all of that. But since we got Father's Day coming up this weekend, we're focusing on dads with this study. And in this annual study, they ranked all 50 states from best place for working dads to worst. They used 23 factors, including the length of the average workday and commute, child care costs, school quality, and men's overall health.
Okay.
The 10 states for working dads, the 10 best states for working dads are Massachusetts, the District of Columbia, Connecticut, Minnesota,
right,
New Jersey, Rhode Island, Wisconsin,
nice,
New Hampshire, Virginia, and Washington State.
Wow.
Wow. All but four of those are tiny states.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the first thing I thought of. When you see the second name on the list is the District of Columbia.
That's not even a state.
Not
yet.
And then the bottom 10 are New Mexico, Nevada, Mississippi, West Virginia, Louisiana, South Carolina, Alabama, Idaho, Oklahoma, and Alaska.
Some of the usual suspects in there.
Poverty in those states.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
I think this is interesting numbers, granted, but I don't know necessarily how much this helps anybody out there or anything. I think it's just nice to be bringing attention to work-life balance.
Yeah, that's a very good thing. Yes.
Regardless of what you do with these stats. Now, if you're like a lot of people, you try to do 40% work, 40% parenting, 20% watching the game. I'm joking. 30% watching the game. It's honestly, it's one of these things. Now, you have a person like me where my kids are older and they're not as needed. They don't need me nearly as much or anything. So my work-life balance is all out of whack, where it's like 80% work, 10% personal life, and that other 10% is probably other work that I don't consider, that I don't call work, but anybody else in the world would call work.
Really? Yeah.
I've got to find that balance, and I've been trying to for years, and I've been working at it, and I'm tinkering away at it. I'm getting a little bit better, but I've still got a long way to go, and I don't even have kids in school.
Right.
I can't imagine what it is like for you, Seth, and for a lot of parents out there with that.
Well, you know, I was going to say something about that. If you have kids, yes, it's a lot of work, of course. You know, you've got lots to do, but it's also a way to actually force you to do more of a balance between what you're doing for a living and the work. I mean, yeah, it's still work, but it's not like, you know, drudgery. You know, if you like your kids, and I hope you do, you know, you want to spend time with them. You want to do stuff with them. And and it takes effort and time and planning to do all those things. But it's very rewarding. You know, it's a very rewarding thing. And you don't have to, and it's not the same kind of, you know, maybe anxiety about, you know, if I do my job well at what I'm doing for a living kind of thing. And there's something very different about it. And I think it helps you to maintain that balance a little bit better, because if you want to do that, you know, of course there's, you know, back in the day when, you know, the dad went to work, you know, and came, bother me, I'm reading my paper, you know, when he came home or something like that. Ask your mother, that kind of thing. Well, now that you don't do that anymore, you know, or you shouldn't be doing that anymore. You should be spending time with your kids, because it's very important, not only for them, but for you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very well said. I got nothing to add to that. That was perfect, man. I will say that it doesn't change much as your kids get older. You think it does a bit, and it does to a degree, obviously.
The time is a different. It's not as much time, because they're off on their own, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
They can drive themselves to things.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not so much about them needing you as much as you needing to make more of an effort to make time with them.
Yes.
It isn't about them working you into their schedule. It's you working them into your schedule. Mm-hmm. It's making sure that you make the effort, put the actions into your words, and that, you know, we do this with a lot of things in life. Hey, we should hang out sometime, and five years later, hey, we should hang out sometime.
Right, exactly.
You don't get to do that with your kids. You can do that with friends and certain things in life. You should keep up on those plans. You deserve to have a life. But you don't get the chance to not do these things in with the kids.
Right.
Friday, I'm going to have my youngest is taking me out for dinner.
Nice.
I'm really excited about that. I'm going to head up to Appleton for that. I don't have a schedule that gives me a lot of free time for these things. I go up and see Bria and Point twice a month. We're working on a podcast together, these things. My work, my schedule doesn't have this. So what do? I go, well, maybe I can squeeze it in if I only spend an hour with them, and then I can get back in time to work. No, I stop working. I put off the schoolwork. It's hard to do that because of economic reasons and everything, but it's worth it. To your point, Seth, I'm not going to be sitting there on my deathbed being thankful that I worked those extra couple of hours. I'm going to be thankful I had this time with my kids.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice way of being able to remind you of wait a minute, what's really important here? You know, it's not necessarily working a couple more hours. It's you'll never get those back. those hours with your family or your kids. You won't get those back.
And I enjoy the work I do. I'm very, very fortunate. Sure. None of my jobs do I not enjoy, but it is a lot more fun hanging out with your kids.
It is.
It is a lot more fun. And man, I am telling you, when your kids become adults, it's a blast. It's a blast. It's so much fun. It's great. Getting that time in is great. And no dad out there is not going to appreciate time. If you're looking for something to give, if you're looking for something to do, you don't have to struggle for this. You don't have to run to the department store or whatever or online or anything like that and find some search to find something. Spend some time with them.
Yeah, especially
boom, like, you're done.
In your, like, what you're, you know, you have older kids and they're doing their own thing. You know, you don't have a chance to have that much time. If they you know, want to be, if they want to give you something, I mean, I can't imagine how much you would appreciate that. Like what your daughter's doing, you know, taking you out to a meal. That means so much. That's such a big deal.
Yeah. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And it's really important to do those things. And also it helps, you know, when they can take care of you when you get older.
Yeah. Got to get them ready for that.
Know that you can rely on them.
It's all about building them up so that they can take... No, I'm joking. We will take a commercial break right here and come back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here. Locally grown radio. Interesting song to play as we go into our last segment. That kind of worked out a little bit.
It did.
Kind of worked
cool,
out.
Yeah.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
Man, when they wrote that, they had to know. Like, okay, we've got the perfect like closing bar song of all time.
I don't know if they knew it, but man, it would make sense. I think they were hoping that it would become that. So
I don't know many bars that don't play that towards the end of the night or something.
So I gotta do a little, as my wife calls it, brain dumping here. Mm. So that was Semisonic, okay, a band from Minneapolis. A couple of the members were a form of the legendary Minnesota band Trip Shakespeare.
Oh.
Who were known for a couple of kind of goofy songs, including the classic Tool Master of Brainerd.
That's the one. I knew there was one. That's the one. I couldn't think of it. Yeah.
Which is a story about a guy who from Brainerd, Minnesota, if people who don't know, who was an amazing guitar player and then, you know, made it big in Minneapolis and then disappeared kind of thing.
Interesting.
So, but
interesting.
Those two guys were from that band.
It's almost an Eddie and the Cruisers
story.
Yeah,
it's almost.
Interesting.
Yes.
Huh. We get to a That Ain't Right story before a ton of local good stories of the day.
Yeah.
And this is an interesting one. I'll see if you guys agree with me on this one and you out there. There's a reason why there's a lot of small talk based on things like, can you believe it's June already? And it's not often that you hear people say stuff like, you know, and et cetera, et cetera.
Huh? Yep.
A new poll asked, right now, would you say it feels like time in your life is passing by quickly or slowly?
Oh, okay.
32% of people said that time is flying by very quickly. 38% said fairly quickly. And 21% of people said neither quickly nor slowly. Okay.
they gave an answer, though.
Yes, they did. And just 1% of people said that their life is passing by very slowly. Another 3% said time is moving fairly slowly. Not surprisingly, the people who did say that time was moving slowly skewed younger.
Yeah.
But even then, it was a rare response. And among folks 65 and older, 0% of people said that time is moving very slowly. My That Ain't Right part of this story is that 1% of people saying that life is going by very slowly. I admit I am jealous of these people. I there's no true, genuine That Ain't Right part of this other than my jealousy of this.
They're probably bored.
Yeah, I guess.
That's gotta be it.
I guess.
I'm trying to figure that out. Okay, so.
Because that's when time crawls.
Right.
Is either when you're doing a task you really don't like.
Right.
Or you're really bored.
Yeah, yeah.
Waiting for something.
Or when you're a kid. You know, it's one of the most amazing, weird things about growing up. When you're a kid, there are times when time could not move slower. You know, you're,
like
you're
in
waiting
math class?
For something. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
You're waiting for something that you're excited about, you know, or like you said, Melissa, in a class you don't like or something like that. It just crawls along. And then I don't know when it happens, but you get to a certain age and all of a sudden life goes into light speed.
Yeah.
And you know, it's worse when you have kids because you have a daily reminder of how fast time is going, you know?
That's true. That's
and then they
point.
Get, it's like, how did this happen? When did this happen? I don't understand. So
the only time as a kid that time flew by was summer. When you're not in
course.
School.
When you're free and you can do things, you know.
Right,
yeah,
or when you get to go to the beach for a day
and it
just flies by.
Yeah, you're so right.
Yeah, that sounds nice. I was thinking the other day, I can't remember the last time I was bored. Like, or I had an opportunity to even be bored. I genuinely cannot remember that. Like, things are just moving way too quickly for me.
It may be one of those.
There's always something to do.
Yeah, always.
Always.
Maybe it'll be one of those times when you suddenly realize you're bored and you're like, hey, I'm bored. That's awesome. You know?
Yeah, celebrate. Oh, wait, I'm not bored anymore.
That is exactly how that is going to go. That is exactly. The only thing you're missing is a nice.
Grunt,
a nice dough, a nice moment of that. That's the only thing missing from that, because that'll happen right at the end of that dough.
Dough.
Let's get to some good stories of the day, and let's skew local like we like to do around here. Things are just about a couple hours away from Lunch by the River kicking off for today. Beautiful Veterans Memorial Park is where this is taking place. It's a family-friendly event. You're free to attend. There'll be food vendors down there. You're going to have some of our favorites, Jamaican Kitchen, Rocky Rococo, Chatterbox, La Taqueria, and Hawaiian Plate Lunch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just make sure that you take cash, because not everybody can accept credit or debit cards.
Very good point, Melissa. Beth and I went last week to we had the Hawaiian Kitchen. Oh, their food is so good.
I can't wait to try it.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, man.
Enjoy. The Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra will be down there playing for you. It's going to be a great one.
Ooh, so cool.
Lunch by the River every Thursday throughout the summer over there at Veterans Memorial Park. A big thank you to our friends at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce hosting this and doing such a great job. Shout out, Katie. Nice work.
Yes, indeed.
11:30 to 1:00. Join them over there for that. It's going to be a really fun event. Of course, we have got other great events going on. The Cranberry Blossom Fest has kicked off today, everybody. It is going strong. We talked about this a little bit earlier. Celebrate Red is going to be kicking off at 10 in just 10 minutes. That'll go from 10 to 5 over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Again, Lunch by the River going on as a part of this event. Be sure to check that out. From 1 to 3 today, our good friend Pete Revel and Four on the Floor are going to be performing at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center.
Very cool.
The Cranberry Blossom Fest Carnival kicks off from 4 to 10 tonight, and it's going all weekend long.
Nice.
That'll be happening at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. And grab the kids and enjoy Cinema Under the Stars tonight. Melissa's really excited for it. It kicks off at 6. Food, drinks.
They're watching Toy Story. It's so cool.
It's so exciting. Toy Story. It's going to be fun. Yeah. Grab a blanket, some chairs, and meet them over at First Avenue South right in front of the old Tribune building. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great event. Don't forget, tomorrow things kick off with the Dairy Berry Breakfast from 6 a.m. to 10.
Very nice.
That takes place over at Lincoln High School. Big thank you to all the volunteers, the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau, everybody that's a part of this event, making Cranberry Blossom Fest so awesome. We're going to have a lot of people coming into town for this event and celebrating with us. Be sure to give them some grace. Keep an eye out for those kind of things and enjoy, everybody. Have fun. Celebrate our area.
Yes. So cool.
Going on tonight, Rafter Baseball is there back after a day off, sort of. as Melissa brought up earlier, they were over at Mid-State yesterday as a part of that event.
Meet
a shout
your
out
Rafters,
to,
yeah.
Part of a shout out to MSTC and, of course, our Rafters. The Rafters are going to be taking on the Kalamazoo Growlers tonight. Our pregame will kick off at 6:20. Join Joey for that. But we always encourage you to get to Witterfield if you can. Mm-hmm. Tonight, maybe more than any other night, we ask you to. It's a special night. It's a fun, incredible, interesting night. United Weekend is going on. The Southfield County Hunger Coalition United Weekend event food sculpture competition, sponsored by the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, is going on tonight. We'll meet you down there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Get to the ballpark a little bit early so you can catch out these sculptures. It's really cool work that they do on this, and we really appreciate everybody coming together to help out and bring attention to this important topic of hunger and the issue we have with this.
And if you happen to get there and look at all those sculptures, find James and tell him which one the best one is, because he doesn't know. He can't decide.
She's not kidding. She's not exaggerating. She's absolutely.
I'm trying
right.
to help you here, yeah, James.
She really is. She's really just trying to help you out.
And then you are going to want to tune in tomorrow to the morning show because Terry will be here. You guys are going to recap what happened, yeah. and Terry will be making fun of James for not being able to decide.
Yes.
So that's always a plus. Terry making fun of James is always fun. Yeah.
It's good radio. It's good radio. Whether it's Melissa or Terry or anybody else, it is just good radio. The listeners love it. Rafter baseball going strong the next couple of days. We got a 4-game homestand here.
Nice.
6:20, our pregame will start Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 3:50 on Sunday. Rafter's taking on Kalamazoo 2 games and Lakeshore in another 2-game set. Roll Rats, get to Winterfield if you can, especially tonight for the United Way of South Winnemem County's United We Can event.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you want a free ticket, get down there and make a donation before 4 o'clock today, and they will give you a free ticket for entry tonight.
Win-win.
Also, another quick reminder that tomorrow night we encourage you to head over to the great city of Port Edwards and enjoy them for the Port Edwards Fire Department Street Dance.
Yes,
I'm going to be there from 5 to 7 doing a live remote, only my second one. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to talking to people and interacting and dancing in the street. Do you think they'll play that song?
Yeah, they got to play that song.
But the music's going to go on from 5 to midnight with Genesee Depot and Road Trip. We're going to have food trucks and drinks and music and just tons of fun. Ashley and I are going to be bopping around talking to people, and I'd love to meet you. Come up and say hi.
It's going to be a really great event for a wonderful, amazing cause.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate everybody showing up, putting in funds to this and helping out our Port Edwards Fire Department. We greatly appreciate you doing that. I've talked to many of our firefighters before about this. Whether it is the Port Edwards Fire Department or Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department, most people, I think, understand this. But just for those that don't, this isn't like you're helping one, you're helping them all.
Yes.
These guys work together. They have to lean on each other. Our fire departments are grossly underfunded and
understaffed. Too,
understaffed.
Yeah.
And we're trying to encourage more and more people to be firefighters. Showing up at events like this, showing like the more people that are at these events, hopefully the more we encourage other people to, hey, look, we appreciate our firefighters.
Yeah. Show your appreciation.
Yeah. It maybe encourages more people to add funds to these things when they show up on our voting, or encourages a random person out there to want to be a firefighter.
Mm-hmm. Mid-State's got a great couple of programs for that, too.
So. Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah.
And to celebrate 100 years of Port Edwards Fire Department, that's awesome.
That's really cool.
Join Melissa tomorrow and all the great people of Port Edwards at the Port Edwards Fire Department Street Dance from 5 to midnight tomorrow. Going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be fun. Real quickly, want to send a big shout out to Madison again, not only for Pet Palooza over the weekend and her team at the Humane Society, but for joining us this morning with our Pet of the Week. Be listening every Thursday for our next Pet of the Week. And be sure to give our sales staff a call. Give Ashley a call if you'd like to be a sponsor for that segment.
Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm.
We'd love you to be able to do so. Mm-hmm. We want you to be a part of the team here, so be sure to join us for that. Let's look at some world good stories. We don't get to do that as much anymore. A man in North Carolina named Michael Pettigrew lost his high school class ring 50 years ago, but he was reunited with it when it was found by sheriff's deputies in West Virginia.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Weird people to find it, but yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They discovered it during a copper theft investigation, which had nothing to do with Michael. Michael got the call. He was shocked. He isn't even sure how he lost it, but he's guessing it was sometime in the late 60s when he was visiting his cousins in West Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Michael is not in the greatest health. So this really meant a lot. It would have meant a lot to him anyway, but it means that much more, not just to him, but to his family. This is probably something he will pass down.
That's very cool. Hmm. Yeah.
A woman in L.A. went viral on TikTok after she shared surveillance footage of a man closing her front door for her in the middle of the night after she accidentally fell asleep with it open. She captioned it, "I love humans."
Aw. That's a great story.
That is a really great story, and thank God that's how that went.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Man, especially outside Los Angeles. But this is why I tell you, don't just pay attention to headlines, people, when we're talking about our major cities. Every major headline and every major news outlet wants you immediately to think that it's the Wild West in L.A., New York, and Chicago, and Houston, and these places. It's as violent as it's ever been. There's always been violence in cities. Guess what? There's violence in Wisconsin Rapids, too.
Yep.
There's violence in Nacoosa. It's all a matter of size and how much that size plays into it. If Nacoosa was the size of Chicago, their numbers would look very similar to Chicago.
Right.
It's ridiculous to not visit these cities if you want to. You just have to be smart, do some homework, and that's it. You don't got to walk around scared. You don't have to treat our country scared.
And also, remember the fact that what news are a lot of these news places are trying to focus on to get you to click on buttons and pay attention. They're choosing to focus on those things. There's so much more good things that go on as well.
If you outside of listening to civic media here, where I'm a little biased, but I love our reporting, I say do your own reporting, do your own homework. Mm-hmm. You see something, it seems interesting, dig into that.
Yeah,
there are a billion outlets right now,
and then share it with other people.
Yes. Good news for cancer patients who like being active. New research says that walking for just 30 minutes a day or practicing yoga can help reduce fatigue in cancer patients.
Wow. Ooh.
And cut the risk of it spreading, coming back, or resulting in death.
Wow. That's a good story.
Those are good stats. Yeah.
It's very, very cool. And again, it continues this great work that is going on in the front against cancer. Mm-hmm. There is some really interesting and great work being done on that one.
Yes.
Again, not seeing a lot. Where's that in the headlines? Where's that in the newspapers?
You can't tell me that's not an interesting story either. Yeah. That's very interesting.
It's a lot
because
more.
It touches all of us.
Yeah. It has in one way or another. You're absolutely right.
Maybe we could do maybe just a little bit less coverage on politicians and maybe a little bit more coverage on things that actually affect everybody.
Yeah.
Not that politics doesn't, but it does. You know, there's certain things that once you learn what you need to know, we can move on.
We can move on.
We don't need to pay attention to their theatrics.
Yeah, we don't have to keep promoting them because that's what you're doing is promoting these people.
Yep.
It's not that hard. We do it all the time around here.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll get out of the way, though. We'll be back tomorrow. Terry Johns joining us to get you ready for your weekend here on The Morning Show. Thank you to all of you out there. We'll be back with more fun coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Have a great morning, everybody.